This is Dr. Singham dictating from Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E, last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 5/10/1940, date of evaluation is 6/17/2021, HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions and to review current psychotropic medications, history of present illness. This is an 82 years old married male who was admitted here on 6/9/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Main Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of acute respiratory failure, COVID-19, atrial fibrillation, chronic myelomonocytic leukemia, hypertension, ASHD, hypothyroidism, major depression, Parkinson's disease, osteoarthritis, right knee. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. He could not tell me the circumstances leading to his placement here. He did not know the name of this facility, but he knew the year is 2022 and Biden is the president. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. And in fact got a little bit upset when I asked questions to assess his cognitive functioning. He stated, quote, "What is this for?" unquote. He reports that his goal is to be, quote, "able to walk out of here," unquote. He could not tell me the medical problems he has and the medications he's taking, and reports that his wife takes care of them. Acknowledged feeling sometimes down and depressed, but denied any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. He reports no history of hypomanic or manic episodes, no history of psychosis. Next paragraph, no known history of alcohol or substance abuse. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of alcohol, substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied, social history, current relationship, married, number of children, 2. Current occupation reports that he used to work in a bank. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, view collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI and chart. Surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, social drinking, substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications. Mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime, Wellbutrin 100 milligram twice a day. Rivastigmin 3 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 127/79, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, somewhat uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear mood, dysphoric thought process, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self. Patient did not know the name of this facility. Memory impaired for recent events. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, poor language, fear, fund of knowledge. Patient knew Biden as the president and Gretchen Whitmer as governor of Michigan. Sleep, appetite, report some sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent. Moderate F33.1, plans continue valbutrin and mirtazapine as prescribed. Number two, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90, plans continue rivastigmine. Under disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Peer patient seems to exhibit cognitive impairment, lack of insight and judgment. Period, he seems to lack a capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Period, notify our service for any persistent mood changes or medication adverse effects. Period, will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of valbutrin, mirtazapine, and anticholinesterase inhibitor. Risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, steroid cost benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.